It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who are you rooting for in the baseball playoffs?
I'm going to take hell for this, but I'm going back to the 70s, Steiny. Steve Garvey, Reggie Jackson.
What, Dodgers-Yankees?
Dodgers-Yankees, man. Give it to me.
Then what?
Well, no, Jersey Ken's here with this, so he's a Met fan.
Next question.
So I want Mets and Yankees. Battle of New York. King of New York.
And then who do you want to win?
I want to see Judge win, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Am I a bad guy if I wouldn't mind. I shouldn't say.
No, but you did.
I wouldn't mind the Dodgers winning.
Elaborate?
Well, I think
Dave Roberts, you think he gets a right because they're on his head.
I think they're due. You know what I'm saying?
You got a problem with the game at one today. They play
that's weird,
the Mets at one.
But you know what, Goo? You brought it up. I remember back being at Holy Name High School. 9th, 10th grade, they used to play these playoff games in the afternoon.
Oh, nothing better than day baseball. Yankees Guardians tonight, too.
On a Monday, though.
No, that gives it. We got two baseball games in Monday Night Football. Josh against Aaron Rodgers. I can't stand him.
Why?
He's a hypocrite, and he got my guy fired and then didn't own it.
He said he resents.
If you're going to be a coach killer, own it. Don't do what you do and then say, I'm Mary Poppins or Mother Teresa. I had nothing to do with it.
He resents people like you saying he got Sala fired.
Yeah, okay.
He absolutely
resents. And I got some land in the Yoon for you, Steiny. I'll show you after the show, buddy.
Yeah, Sala absolutely got a raw deal.
My man!
Can I read a text that I think is a great text? And I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think I might. Steiny, this game carries no weight. Look at McVay.
I'm out, but go ahead.
Look at McVay and the Rams. The Niners owned them in the regular season until the NFC Championship game when the Rams won.
Well, unlike the NBA and
I'll take a postseason Super Bowl win over a regular
season. In Major League Baseball, Steiny, there's only one game a week. There's nothing more important than a victory in a regular season. So just forget who they're playing. The Niners are 3-3. That's not good enough. They'll take
it. Good enough for first.
But yes, you want 4-3.
Sure.
And the fact that it could be against your rival, You know, a team that's prevented you from hoisting up the Lombardi.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said earlier in the show, a rivalry doesn't start until one team can beat the other.
You know what I mean.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's Chiefs week, ladies and gentlemen. And how big a game is this for the Niners? Do they need it psychologically? 888-957-9570. Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to join us at noon.
I got a question, Stein. Okay. And I got a question for the fans because the phones have not... We've taken calls, but not on this subject matter. When is Dallas... or a vaunted rival, we get people calling in and saying they hate Kansas City. You threw that out early, and not one person or Niner fan has called and said, I hate the Chiefs.
You know why? Because you're scared of the Chiefs. So you can't hate somebody you're afraid of.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You hate a bully.
Well, like the 40.
Hate a bully and they kick your ass.
I feel like Warrior fans hated the Rockets, and one of the reasons why is because they knew the Rockets would never beat them. But the Chiefs.
They had them 3-2. Chris Paul blew his hammy.
It's always about the past with you. Did you see what he's doing with Wemby?
It's incredible. Hey, real quick.
Well,
you have to watch The Starting Five on Netflix. No. It's so well done. Steiny, it's incredible footage.
Okay.
LeBron, Ann Edwards, Jason Tatum, your favorite Sabonis, married to Laker cheerleader, and who am I missing? Jimmy Butler, and it shows them with their kids on the court, off the court. It's incredible. What this is, anybody that doesn't like sports, I'll hug you. Meet me on Kearney at 2:15. Well, this is what it's about, the footage of these guys and gals, the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
That doesn't win you any games, behind the scenes.
But as a fan, it's a great watch.
Well, if
people could follow you on your daily life, your walk
would.
To Bart, the old ship, seeing how you interact, golfing. Think about that.
About
there's
seven
people out
seconds.
There that would watch it. Well, for you and I, but, dude, it's incredible. All great family guys. Now, why would you laugh at that, man?
Because they're being portrayed that way. We don't know if they are or they aren't. Leroy in Oakland.
Lee!
Set him straight, please.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Leroy.
Good morning.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning. Wow, so, 49er fan for life, and, we sit through those KC games. And, I don't, because it's so early in the season, right?
I don't think it's
like, midway, but I just don't think it's like if it was later in the season and the way we've been playing, like if I was the Niners or I'm a Niner fan and I've been more concerned with, the Arizona game and the Ram game when we had those leads and stuff. And so, I'm not real concerned about this. We know what Kansas City is. And I'll just say briefly, Kansas City, individually, we got to play better. Each player has to take it personally. And when we get momentum, we have to keep it because we're not good playing, trying to snatch momentum from people. You know what I mean? So I think we got to keep the momentum in this game. And, I think we'll be fine.
Hey, let me leave you with this. I got a quick question because I love you. What do the Chiefs represent to you? When you hear the Chiefs, what goes through your mind as a Niner fan?
A team who knows how to win close games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll always let you in the game. You'll always be in the game against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And they seem to just snatch it at the end.
Wow.
Niners got to learn how to finish. If you look at a lot of games the Chiefs played, this season, I'm telling my son, God, how they keep squeaking by, and so they let you in games, you're in games, but they just know how to finish, and 49ers got to finish.
Thanks, Leroy, appreciate the call.
Stunning
with a great question.
No, seriously.
That's a great question. What do the Chiefs mean to you?
Wow, man.
This is interesting. 4-5. We hated James Harden, and therefore we hated the Rockets. But there's no villains on the Chiefs.
Wow, man.
Somebody else on the 408 Comcast business text line is just, I don't know what they're talking about,
right.
But They're just saying family man, and they're saying Anthony Edwards something. I don't know what.
Yeah,
but maybe
let's just say Ant-Man did go to USC, the Trojans. He got into the Trojans. Now he got a few kids. I saw nothing wrong with it, but yeah, he's not a Trojan, Steiny. How about that, Ant-Man?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Yeah, what did the Chiefs mean to you? They're the standard, right? They're the standard.
But he described them unlike a machine because you're in the game and they just come and snatch it. We've all just processed. They're not playing the best football, but yet they're undefeated. I would take that all day, every day.
What, being undefeated?
No,
me too.
I could have three Super Bowls and people could say, you know what? They just have an uncanny ability to pull it out at the end. Like, they're not beating you 20 to... It's
Does
everything
it
Kyle's thing's not in his tenure in San Francisco. It's woulda, coulda, but the Chiefs just kind of... Leroy's right, Stoney. They hang around. I could make an argument. They should have lost. They didn't. And they got three Super Bowls, man.
Sazzle.
Wow.
Sazzle in Fremont. Sazzle. How you doing, buddy? I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Hi, Steiny Guru. It's Fazil. Remember me?
Oh, yeah. Fazil. How you doing? Rhymes with Brazil.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right.
Doing well.
Yeah, it's Kansas City weekend, you know, like the two Super Bowls that got away from us. I think this will be a huge mental boost if they get this win. I know, like you're saying, like the other caller was saying or the other text was saying that, you know, how the Rams were against the Niners in the regular season, and then they got the big one in the championship game, right? But I feel like as a morale boost, a mental boost, this will be huge. And then also Dallas coming in the following week, the bye week, and then you get McCaffrey back, then you can the Niners just roll in the second half how they did in 2021 and in 22. But I think this will be a huge win, especially at home, getting that win and then just boosting their morale going into the rest of the season. Because getting back players healthy, I think it'll just be huge. That Thursday win was a massive win, a division win. They needed it and they got it. And I think like when their backs are against the wall, they get the job done usually.
Yeah.
So I think like this will be a huge win if they win on Sunday and then I'd be like, hey, we can get these guys. These guys got us twice, but I feel like if we see them again, I feel like this will be a more confidence for the Niners if they see them again in February, maybe. We'll see.
Well, I appreciate the call, Sazil.
Yeah, Zach Taylor. We'll see.
Yes. Hey, by the way, you know who we're going to see Sunday?
Taylor Swift. And you're excited, like she's part of the game.
I like her.
I
like the artist.
I like her too.
Okay. Well, then drop it.
She doesn't play.
No.
So you're into all the. So
neither does Jerry Jones, but they show him 17 times
a
game.
Well, he owns the team, so he's got to be at the
game. No.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he brought up a great point, and
who?
I know it's early.
Jerry Jones?
Sazil.
Oh.
Tell you who the Niners do own, right? And it's the Dallas Cowboys, who just were embarrassed yesterday. But Stania, somehow there was a letdown, and I got to be careful here because I don't want to get too far down the road, but you don't get this win against the Chiefs, which I know it means a whole lot to the Niners and the coaching staff in that building. I think that would help Dallas on a Sunday night showdown even try to beat their daddy, who have been the Niners, because maybe the Niners are down. They lost another one to Kansas City. I know that's for another day, but, man, this win does mean a lot, man. It's just more than a regular season. You need to send them a message or need to send yourself a message. We can beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Easy 650.
What we got?
If the 49ers win, they've got a two-week bye.
I like that.
I know
that's
you
a
would.
Niner math.
See,
no, that's pretty good.
The one thing that I think I differ from other fans is, okay, like the Cardinals, they got drilled yesterday.
And their season, the highlight of their season was beating the Niners.
Right.
So I could make that win over the Niners was flukish.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead.
What are you doing with your hands over there?
No, I was just Tom Jackson. Remember him?
You were Aaron Rodgers? To Salah?
Oh, boy.
Is that what you're doing?
I saw that the other day. I didn't like it. But go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, and that means I forgot what I was going to say. Because
I'm unlike other fans.
Like, I think the nature of football is just because you get hammered one week doesn't mean you're going to be hammered the next week.
No. Hello?
That's That's what I mean. I mean, like, to me, maybe one of the reasons the Cardinals got hammered is because they're not a great team.
And they got their ass kicked before, the week before.
And they I think every team's capable of playing a real good game, and that's what the Cardinals did against the Niners. And
that I agree.
The Niners helped them with some late mistakes. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. How are we going to make it through this week?
It feels
so long. It's going to be so long.
No, but we got baseball to get us through. We got to get football tonight and Thursday. Yeah. I love it. And also, Stoney, how would you, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be. How would you answer that question if you're a Niner fan? What would your answer be, or what word would you use to describe the Chiefs? Because to me, it's prevent. And they prevented you from winning and hoisting up that Lombardi trophy twice. And they altered history. Just think, we wouldn't be looking at the Chiefs like we do. They'd be great. Don't get me wrong. They would not have two Super Bowls.
What do you mean? They do.
Had the Niners won the game.
But
like, there were close games. You understand that. They went down to the wire. One went overtime.
Right.
I'm doing the, oh, yeah, I get you.
But you can't win those games this week. Those games are lost.
But I can have a feeling about that team. This kept me from that.
They're the standard. Mm. You ain't.
No, that's a fact.
Okay. You asked me what I think of the Chiefs. They're the standard. They got a great coach. They got a great quarterback. Their defense is good. They win late games. They're clutch.
The standard.
And to me, I don't look at it as though, boy, they got some breaks beating the 49ers a couple times. I look at it as though they beat the 49ers a couple times because they're the Bulls, and he's Jordan.
And they're in the midst of a dynasty right now.
And he's Curry.
Wow.
And that's the way the past matchups have gone, and now they play again. And do the 49ers need this psychologically is the question. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. He was at the veranda Thursday.
Yep, hey.
He's on the air Monday. And let me tell you something about Antonio. He's going to be feeling good about the Niners' chances this week. I got to believe.
Antonio.
What's up, eh?
Yes, I feel great about the chances, man. Like, we can win. It's not like the Chiefs have been blowing us out. It has been our own mistakes, to be honest. And, you know, I don't like the Chiefs. Yeah, you know, they took two from us. But, you know, we just got to take one game at a time, man. You know, get healthy. And the Chiefs are not invincible. Hopefully, you know, Nick Bosa, who's been playing great, hopefully he's working on, you know, like, techniques, because the Chiefs always get away with holding that guy. They be freaking, you know, put him in headlocks and all that. He got to be working on some techniques this week. But anyway, we're going to win by 8 points. 8 points we're going to win by. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Levi's, man, I can't wait to go. And I love seeing y'all on Thursday, man. You know, rocking with you guys. You guys taking sips and all that. You guys are the best. Much love.
Hey, let me ask you this, eh?
Go ahead.
Do you have the disdain for the Chiefs that you did for any Warrior opponent, team-wise?
Chiefs, probably like LeBron. I mean, I hate the Chiefs, but like, I hate LeBron.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, you do LeBron hate the Chiefs like LeBron?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, that's fair. Thanks, eh? Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, he said eight. Steve Young. He's confident.
By what? Win by eight?
Yeah.
What is it, 1.5 the line?
Yeah. Well, you told me it was 1 this morning.
How'd you do in fantasy this week?
I beat to Lucas.
Yeah.
And instead of him saying good game, he comes in like, oh, it's just, I didn't know you beat me. I got 6 leagues.
Like you. Matter. That's what you do.
But this league is the most important of the 6. Don't ask Evan how he's doing.
I got beat.
I wanted you
4 and 2.
Your head needs to get, little air needs to come out of that helium head.
You know who got me beat? The Niners players.
Oh, boy.
Mason had the nerve to get hurt on Thursday. And Jennings, where's he gone? Ever since Guy Uke started crying left and right, Jennings isn't getting his targets. It's a joke.
I don't buy that.
I do. Only enough balls to go around.
Well, he had 4 targets and 2 catches Thursday. Guy Uke did.
That's 4 too many for him right now. I'm kidding. Let's go to Tiante In Fremont, there's only one Tiante, and that's L. Tiante, R.I.P., Louis Tiant, who passed last week, one of the greatest pitchers in Red Sox history. Tiante, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Man, I'm a big fan of the show. I just wanted to say, I heard you guys, I think it was Goose earlier, said that no Niner fan is, or whatever, talk bad about the Chiefs. Listen, I'm one of them. I hate the Chiefs. I can't stand the Chiefs. I'm so ready, and I'm pumped up for this week, baby. I'm ready. I know we got some players down, but we got players. You know, our young guys, rookies, been stepping up. I know we're missing Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason's a little banged up. But listen, I know we ain't been playing well. We've been playing kind of slow. But I feel like that we're ready for this week. Listen, we got to get over this hump. We haven't beaten the Chiefs. And this is the week that we beat the Chiefs, man. I believe it in my heart. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a back and forth affair. But I think we edge it out. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. That's Tiante in Fremont.
Yeah. Put him down as he can't stand the Chiefs, Donnie.
Yeah, I just don't find they have any guys that are just
that was one call.
Hateable.
Okay. Yeah.
So this prove if you hate, how about this? If you're a Niner fan and you hate Mahomes, then you have to acknowledge, you understand why other fans would hate Steph Curry.
Oh my God.
But how can you?
And that's why the hate turns into respect. People from afar respect Curry, Sonny. Hate is when you're doing too much Aaron Rodgers when it's all about you and you
try to
play.
Stop bringing him up.
No, I can't.
Boy, you are obsessed.
Dude, I just hope they get mauled tonight. But seriously, LeBron was like, he's a narcissist. And
Where's the game tonight?
Buffalo? New York.
It's in New York.
Yeah.
That's a big win for you. It's a big game for you because we have a bet on the Jets.
Oh, my God. I almost want to, when we go to the cafeteria this Friday, I'll just pay it off. I'll call it off and pay it.
They have to win 10 games.
I don't want them to win 10. And I'll tell you what, you want to know about an eyesore from a visual standpoint?
Let me guess. It's a uniform thing probably, right?
No, a stadium thing. Last night, Sunday night, the Giants host the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right.
So now it's Monday.
Okay.
As far as eye candy, guess where the game's played at? The same turf in New York. So I'm out. Give me a new building. New sod. New field turn. Like, I'm really, that bothers me. The double up.
They share a stadium.
I hate it. That's all I'm telling you. You want
two stadiums.
Different.
3 miles apart.
No, I just want it to be the difference. Like, if you're a Buffalo, I'm good. You got to watch the stadium again. Anyway.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do Niner fans think when I say the Kansas City Chiefs?
Man. I got another
word. Standard. They're the standard.
I like that. That might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Not the SF standard.
Now, again.
The NFL standard.
I don't believe red and gold.
NFL.
What if I use the word envy? I envy what the Chiefs are because we should be what they are.
Why?
Think about it.
You don't have Mahomes. You shouldn't be where they are.
But you should have two victories in the Super Bowl.
There it is again. That's number seven.
There's no crime in bringing that up.
Well,
that's why this game is important.
Just don't use it as a crutch. That's all.
All right.
Just bring it up every once in a while.
What about the word envy, though? It's not jealousy. Envy.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Chris is in Oakland. Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey,
Chiefs
week. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Talk to us.
I hear y'all talking about them Niners, right? It ain't going to happen.
What is it?
Y'all ain't going to beat Kansas City.
How come?
Ain't going to beat the ball. I ain't gonna beat Mahomes.
Why not?
It ain't gonna happen.
How come?
It's not gonna happen. Frisco ain't that good.
I love it.
What do you mean they're getting it rolling?
Y'all ain't going to the Super Bowl. None of that.
What do you mean?
It ain't gonna happen.
How come?
Y'all ain't got what it take, man. Shanahan got to go. Y'all need to bring Bill Belichick, man. That's what y'all
Larry,
need, man.
Larry. Larry.
Larry over the top.
Larry, we got a hell of a quarterback. We have one of the best defensive ends in football. 14 pressures.
Man, Purdy ain't no quarterback. He was just bagging groceries not too long ago.
That's not true.
Not a quarterback, man.
He's got a degree from Iowa State.
That don't mean nothing. A degree don't mean nothing because he got a degree. He got a degree from Iowa State, but he was working in the supermarket.
Oh, come on. Which one? You're just making that up.
But it's good, though.
Just put it. You know he was working in the supermarket. You know it.
Chris, what's a Chiefs fan doing in Oakland? That's what I want to know.
I'm not no Chiefs fan.
Oh.
You know what I am?
You're a football fan.
I'm a black quarterbacker fan. I go for all black quarterbackers.
Okay.
And we got them.
So,
we got them. In a minute, ain't going to be nothing but black quarterbackers in the league. Like well, it should be.
As the president of the black quarterback delegation, Deshaun Watson on line one, Larry.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
I think he got mine. Chris, yeah. We're playing a game here, and you ruin it.
Yeah, he did.
You ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. Slap me for what I'm doing.
That wasn't on me.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. What do you think of this? Andy Reid, 20. This is unbelievable. 27-4 after the bye.
He's a smart man.
Oh, now he's smart.
Stoney, stop. He's got three Super Bowls.
He was an idiot in Philly.
Way too strong.
He
had his chances. He couldn't close.
He never had an opportunity with that team.
And he went to the doctors and they said, what do you need? Give me some lemon bootyitis remedy. And they gave it to him, a big bottle.
So let me ask you a question. When a guy becomes a coach or in any sport, do you just assume they all stink unless they win a Super Bowl?
Man, Andy Reid is one of the best to ever do it
He's got three Super Bowls.
Even before he got
that. But you didn't give him his flowers.
But only because I held him to his standard. That's all.
He didn't have a standard with
that to those Tampa Bay teams. I thought he had a chance to win the Super Bowl. He wasn't throwing up in the huddle like our boy McNabb, but... Yeah, Stoney was never hate. You always turn it into hate.
No, remember the argument we had with you and Bonte? That me. You guys thought Andy Reid was a joke. And I was like, dude, he's not a joke. He's a real good coach.
We were like, hey, you got to get it done.
And
he did.
Three times over.
In a different locale.
So maybe that doesn't matter. They still count for him.
Was the parade in Philly or Kansas City?
It doesn't matter. Andy Reid was in it. Don't you get it?
There's an answer to my question. Was the parade in Philly or Kansas City?
Kansas City.
So it didn't happen in Philly.
No, but don't you get it? You made a judgment on a situation that once it changed, we found out. The guy can coach. The guy always could coach. Sometimes you're a great coach and you can't get it done. 888-957-9570. When I say Kansas City Chiefs, Niner fans, what do you think of? How would you describe this franchise that stood in the way of the San Francisco 49ers the last two Super Bowls 5 years apart or 4 years apart? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, and it's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ian.
I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get on.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got some good news for you, Goo.
Man, I need it.
You have a chance. You still have a chance to win a bet that you've lost for the last 5 years.
Yep.
After missing two straight NBA seasons, Bulls guard Lonzo Ball is expected to make his return to basketball Wednesday against the T-Wolves preseason game. He hasn't played for, oh my gosh,
I want to get
February, March, April, May, June.
2021?
2022. He hasn't played for 2.5 years.
Wow, man. Hopefully he holds up, man. Wow, that's a long-ass time. And Ben is where? Still with Brooklyn?
Oh, one of those teams.
Yeah.
One of those teams. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kansas City Chiefs coming into Levi Stadium on Sunday. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll do the Purdy prognosis, and we're going to start there at 11:30 with Dan Orlovsky. Had a very, very intriguing quote on Brock Purdy. I'm going to play for you, and then yep. We'll get into some Brock Purdy talk. But I'm asking 49er fans, what do you think of when you hear Kansas City Chiefs? Does it stir hatred? Does it stir respect, contempt, fright? Kansas City Chiefs have had your numbers since Kyle Shanahan took over here, and you play them again on Sunday. How important is it psychologically for the Niners to get a win against this team just in case? Just in case they got to play them again in the Super Bowl. 888-957-9570. Also, let me just throw this one out at you, Goo. I was thinking about this. Nick Bosa had 14 pressures against the Seahawks on Thursday. No sacks. 14 pressures.
That's the equivalent.
Is that a good game?
Yeah.
Is that a good game?
It's the equivalent of 2.5 sacks to me. 14, Stoddy, that means you are out there causing havoc. So pressures cause interceptions, and Geno threw some. And who's to say, you know, some of that wasn't because of some of the pressure coming from Bosa. But that was since he's been a Niner, that was a record. So 14, Stoddy, that's getting after the quarterback.
415 says, please talk about the Warriors. What the hell's going on?
Well, yeah, it's preseason.
They're good.
Yeah. I was at the game Friday.
They're going to be good.
Kuminga making the hit. He's shooting that three right now. He's shooting that thing.
Oh, great. That's what you want out of your 32%er. Oh. 9 a game.
No, you want him to go to the lab, work on it, and then come back.
How's the lab worked for Draymond Green?
No, he was in rare form. He was on the refs.
Friday?
Yeah, never commit a foul. It's incredible, man. Hard fouling the Kings and the whole bitch. We were right behind Joe Cunningham and I were right behind the Kings bitch. And he fouled the dude so hard, and not one of the Kings had smoke for him. I said, Dre is a bad dude. I wanted to say, somebody go out there and say something to Dre, fouling your teammate like that. And they were all crickets looking the other way. I watched it.
Well, you know why?
Give me a jersey.
The bottom line is the Warriors aren't really contenders anymore. Maybe the Kings, when Draymond does his thing.
Stop.
It's not like the champions are coming down your road
anymore.
Well,
last year they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
But
we know
that. We don't know what this year has in store.
Right. But don't you dare try to steal my take on the Warriors now.
Draymond is feared amongst his peers. That's all. That's the point. Draymond's a dog, D-A-W-G, and Steiny, he could play on my team.
Team Draymond?
No, I always loved him on the court.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's doing a football podcast, I hear.
Huh? Right, and we tried to tell you that Friday, and you didn't believe us.
I didn't.
510. Yeah, I like to do this to Goo, too. He had zero sacks, Goo. Not 2.5.
Yes, boy.
Let's go to someone who's been around now for a few months, I believe, and he's been very rational. And his name is Waterman in Corte Madera. He's a
gentleman. How are we?
Yeah, go ahead. You describe yourself. Yeah, sure.
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
So just real quick, sorry to say this, but Goo, you had me dying on Friday. I absolutely almost got an accident in my truck when you went on that rant. You killed me,
what
bro.
Rant? Which one?
Where you lost your voice?
The Dallas fan called in. And he was talking about it ain't Dak's fault.
Yeah.
And then your voice got a little hoarse, and I was dying because you sounded like Doc Rivers in post game press conference. Wow. You killed me, bro.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I feel your pain, though. I feel your pain. Real quick, guys. Kelce is my villain. I can't stand that guy's face. I think he's an overrated tight end. Honestly, I can't stand that guy. And the fact that he's in bed with Taylor Swift right now makes me dislike him even more. I don't like to use the word hatred. That's a little strong. But yeah, I hate that. I hate that the NFL is you know pumping that. And I get it. It's a business. That's why they're doing it. Trying to get more eyeballs on the screen. But look, this is going to be, if the Niners can somehow pull this out, I'm going to try to go on the positive because I usually go on the negative. If the Niners can find a way to finally beat the Chiefs, because as far as I remember and from what my research has shown me, I believe the last time the Niners have beaten the Chiefs was 2014. So we're talking 10 years. Essentially, the Chiefs have owned the Niners, if you want to call it owned. Super Bowls and regular season. Obviously, they don't play each other that often, but only till late. But if the Niners can get over this hump and psychologically go, okay, yeah, we can beat this team. However, to contradict myself, they don't hand out trophies in the regular season. It only matters what happens at the end of the season. So that's really their big hurdle. And I think this rivalry would honestly be bigger if they each had beat each other in the Super Bowl. So if it was like 1-1, then I think there'd be more ramp up from the fans. So at this point, guys, I really don't, you know, I really don't know. That's why Niner fans aren't really calling in, you know, bad mouthing the Chiefs so much, because right now, I hate to say it, the Chiefs right now, their word for me is they're dominant. They're the dominant team over us. And until we can beat them and show them that we belong in the same conversation with them, they can talk all they want. They can say everything they want because we got nothing over them right now. The Dallas rivalry was big because those years, the team that won, beat each other always went on to win the Super Bowl.
Facts.
So that's why those years and that time with Dallas was really special for
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fans, and the hatred was stronger because if we those two were the two best teams in the NFL back then. That was honestly the two greatest rivalries ever. And, you know, so that's just my take, fellas. Thank you for the call, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, yeah. Waterman. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man, a lot there.
You like Jack Nicholson?
Love him.
Well, then why don't you get mad at the NBA when they show him 72 times a game? You like Drake?
They love him.
Yeah. Why don't you get mad at the NBA when they show Drake 17 times during an NBA game? Jack, you like Jimmy Goldstein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love his outfits.
Yeah, well, they show him 42 times a game.
But it's not propaganda.
Neither is it with Travis.
The guy said and mentioned, well, first, Taylor. I don't want to tell him you're jealous because you mentioned bed. So you're jealous of Kelce. But I don't think Kelce's overrated, but the bottom line is the NFL has all the eyeballs in the world. Did you need more?
Yes.
But the way that you're doing and selling out to get more, I don't like it.
There's difference between Taylor Swift and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, God.
But everybody loves Nicholson.
You're so off.
How do you figure? See?
Because you know what you're a wordsmith. You know what propaganda means, that's what she is.
She cheers for a team she likes. Jack Nicholson cheers for a team he likes.
Yeah.
Same sitch.
But
is this a gender issue?
Oh, no.
It's something about
I like Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like what she stands for.
What does she stand for?
Using her and the optics of bring more attraction and more money as if they don't have billions.
She's not bringing anything. She's going to a game.
She's personally not doing it. It's the league. They're using her.
God, I wish you were a 49er fan.
So did the Niner fans.
Boy, what a good luck.
They might have got a good luck charm on Bosa when he was getting hailed.
We've got a good luck charm now. I hope they show her a lot. Oh, she's a Chiefs fan. No, we don't like her.
But Kelce's not overrated, Donnie. He's a baller.
Hey, not having a great year.
No, that I get.
Neither's Mahomes, but they're 5-0. You know why? Because it's a team game. Mad Dog in San Mateo. What's up, Mad Dog? How you doing?
How you guys doing? I'm telling you, number one, there's a lot to talk about today, but number one, you can't compare basketball and football. Football, you see your rival or the team that you lost to maybe once a year. If you're lucky, twice. You know, I mean, where they see Curry maybe two or three or four or five times a year, a season. But, and then the other thing, you know, I'm worried about the refereeing, you know, or the calls that won't get called when they tackle Bosa, or like the calls that Purdy ain't going to get, you know, when they knock him to the ground. And I think the 49ers are going to match up pretty good with Kansas City, you know. And it's like they played their first real game last week at the Seahawks, you know.
No, I hear you.
You know, I mean, I think the refs have been, and I mean, I'm not a big, you know.
Mad Dog. Well, we're losing you.
The Lions were mad at you.
Gotta go.
Yeah. What was he going? Conspiracy?
Let me guess. You love Spike Lee, though, don't you? Making a spectacle of himself at half court in Madison Square Garden. He's okay. No, he is. He's fine. He's a filmmaker. I just like to present a different point of view every once in a while.
I'm getting mad, but you're pulling some good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they just have a more authentic feel. Jack, Spike, Drake, because we know those are always cameos.
Neither Jack Nicholson nor Spike Lee has ever loved a Laker or a Knick player like Taylor Swift likes Travis Kelce. So give her props.
Yep. Great R&B singer.
Everybody thinks the Chiefs get every call in the book.
Stoddy, there's videos on the internet, especially Instagram, of Bosa being hailed in two Super Bowls by Chiefs, and they don't call it. I didn't come in here and write it on my notes, but it's something to, man, maybe if Taylor was a Niner fan, the hanky would be thrown. You know, I'm
all champions have that reputation. That they get every call in the book.
Champions.
Coy is in Alamo. We got the Purdy prognosis coming up in 5 minutes because we got to get into this Dan Orlovsky sound. It's fascinating. Right. What's up, Coy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know what? You guys were just talking about that a little bit, but I want to bring that up because you guys said Instagram. There's been so many montages on Instagram of all the holding that the Chiefs were doing on pivotal plays. Yeah. Of the Super Bowl. And you know what? You've heard them talk a lot about coordinating the gloves with the color of the team they're playing. I think there was a play a couple weeks back, the Chiefs, someone stepped on the line and Mahomes said he should have been wearing white shoes. I mean, they're doing a lot of trickery out there. I'm just curious to see what happens this game with the calls, especially around the holding. So that's kind of what I want to put in there. But it sounds like they do premeditate ways to kind of get an edge that might be in a kind of a sneaky manner. That's kind of all I got to say.
Thanks, Coy.
Yeah.
And sneaky? The Chiefs a little sneaky?
Or gamesmanship. But I'll tell you what we do know, Stoney, is it's going to be a hell of a game because every time they do hook up, it's a close game. And you mentioned the spread, Niners minus one right now. I mean, I know Niner fans, they want a blowout, but yeah.
Always
a good time.
It is time for the Purdy prognosis.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6. Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Stani and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right, I want you to play off this, Goo. Dan Orlovsky talking about Brock Purdy. We know he doesn't like to talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers.
Lay it on me.
But here's Dan Orlovsky talking about Brock Purdy.
This is the best football of Brock Purdy's career, these first 6 weeks, because of the injuries that he's had to deal with and all the different pieces. Offensive line's been in flux. And the most consistent football of his career, the timing of their pass game right now is as consistent as it's been since Brock Purdy took over. Some of the throws to Kittle down in the red zone are absolutely flawless. And I would say outside of Sam Darnold, he's probably playing the best football of any NFC quarterback right now. The second thing is this, and I know this is big. He's entered into the Patrick Mahomes category when it comes to back-breaking runs with his legs. So many times this season, and you saw it again last night, 2nd and 10, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. 3rd and 8, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. So often we say that about Patrick. It's like, got to get off the field, breaks your back with a scramble. He's kind of entered that world where his legs have become such a pivotal piece in massive moments.
He compared him to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, the running at the component of it and the escapability. I'm not mad if you're going to go there because, you just Stoney, I know how to break it down of what I heard and comprehended and processed. I don't know what better compliment you could give Brock in his run at his legs than comparing him to Mahomes. So I'm with that. That's not astonishing. It doesn't shock me. And Brock can get away with the best of them, Stoney. He's not and I'm not saying it's bad when you're a run first quarterback, but the bottom line is I've been waiting – since the inception of Brock Purdy, even the elbow injury, to kind of jump off the wagon thinking, you know what, he's going to have to return to glass slippers. But the slippers are now Stacey Adams. Steiny, he was under duress a lot of that game Thursday night, and it didn't prevent him from finding ways to make plays when needed. I mean, 18 to 28 for what, 250, 255 with three touchdowns, and then he put some mustard on the throw to George Kittle. And this was so impressive to me because I'm not used to the game before where Arizona, Steiny, he just seemed off from the start. The first pass of the game in both halves. One to Debo in the first half to start the game, the second to Ayuk in the second half. And I was like, you know what? That was from the jump. What, Johnny Depp from Jump Street, what are you going to do this game? And he answered the questions, and they won the game, Steiny. And I'm just telling you, that's the Brock Purdy that we've been accustomed to know. And to hear that sound about his leg game, That's why I like Dan. I'm not mad at that. They're 3-3. Well, he doesn't play defense.
Right.
And I'm not telling you he's been perfect, but
thank you.
I think the game against Arizona was his worst game of the season.
Right.
And to follow that up 4 days later on national TV, I thought he did well for himself.
Well,
and the
well.
Word I want to
he did
the
well.
Google computer but spit out but, is resilience.
Okay.
And maybe I just want to spark a conversation here.
But if he's playing the best football of his career and we're 3-3, we got a problem. Like, we got a problem.
Right, and no doubt about it.
So who's to say that he's not going to continue to play this kind of football and they're going to be 4-4 after 8 weeks?
There's no doubt about it, Steiny, at all.
I think he can play better.
Right, and I hope I'm not sounding like I'm saying he can't. I was really impressed with the fact that he followed the Arizona, from a personal standpoint, his substandard play and accuracy to what he did Thursday night. I just had the word resilient. Like, I got to be honest, Donnie, what if he would have followed that game up Thursday night like he had played against Arizona? Then, for me, there are whispers in my mind like, oh boy, was this an anomaly or is this, you know? And I thought he passed with flying colors Thursday. That's all.
All right. And I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah.
But my question to 49er fans is how do you explain, rationalize, or think about the fact that everybody is saying that Brock Purdy's playing at a higher level than he's played in his career, but they're not.
Right. I get what you're saying.
They're not winning.
But now.
And to me, like, I think like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's that he can play well most of the season, but he, along with the other players on the team, have to make big plays when it's time to do it, and they haven't really done it.
Right.
And so that is what the NFL's about.
Right. And that's
if you're 3-3 and they've lost the kind of games like they've lost.
Yeah.
He bears some of the responsibility why they're 3-3 and not 5-1.
No doubt about it.
Just like every other player on that team.
No doubt about it. But what hit me from what you just said, Steiny, is welcome to the world of Josh Allen on a good day. Or even Dak Prescott last year when he was playing at the NBC MVP clip. But yet his team, what was around him, wasn't good enough. So hopefully that's not the situation here in Ninerville, to where you're right, Steiny, he's balling out. But things around him have it to where, from a team standpoint, it's still not good enough. I don't know if that's where you're going, but that's what I heard. There are a lot of good quarterbacks doing their due diligence, but the things around them are not up to par. And for the first time, you and I had said it as a collective, when is this Niner team going to meet the moment? And they had it when they got the ball back up 6. Seattle has 3 timeouts at home, nationally televised game. They hand it off to Garindo. Yeah, wasn't a Purdy bomb, and he scampers for 70 some yards. They met the moment that game.
Right, and they met it 3 times out of 6 weeks.
Nope. And that's why they're 3-3.
Right.
Like I said, you're right.
Brock Purdy's got a – all I'm saying is, if you're telling me that Brock Purdy's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year, and that's what I'm hearing –
Well, I haven't said that to you.
Well, I'm looking at the rankings right now. He's top five in terms of, I guess, quarterback rating.
All right.
But that's what I'm asking. If he's playing at the highest level he's ever played at this season, how do we know that this team's going to get any better the rest of the season?
That's why it's so intriguing. We don't. You would assume.
Right.
And that's but why this that's week my against,
that's what I'm Mahomes, saying. If you're saying he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, that's great. But you're 3-3, so I guess my last thing would be, well, how great could he be? Mm. Before the last game, he had 6 touchdowns, 4 picks. Yeah,
right. Now it's 9-4.
Right. But that's just one game.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
but if I got receivers having a bad year, does that land at my my doorstep?
Sure it
does. If my defense can't stop the run, I'm just asking, is that at my doorstep? Like, there's so many other things that go on the foot. Special teams. If my special teams is like not up to par, is that on me, Stoney? That's all
I'm saying. I think Purdy's been really good this year. I don't think he's been great.
I don't think he's been lights out either.
He can't be in the MVP conversation at 3-3. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you'd find anybody to fight you on that.
Well,
Orlowski was making a point about, I thought his leg game, Stoney, was up there with Mahomes, who is a magician and can get away with the best of them and still get away by time and throw. Like, I thought that was cool. I don't think Dan Orlowski was saying he's the best quarterback in the game.
I mean, I heard him saying that Brock Purdy's playing at a level he's hasn't played at yet or
this
up to
season.
This point. Right. And
I think that was his best game of the year last Thursday.
That's what the numbers would say.
Yeah, and 6 interceptions, not saying it was all his fault. Week 1 against the Jets at home Monday night, you know, I don't think that's the one. But, Stoney, if you tell me this was his best game, I don't think you'd get much pushback.
No, of course you wouldn't. But I'm talking about the season he's had in totality. 888-957-9570 is the number. How good has Brock Purdy been this year?
Well, that's the question.
And I think he's been real good. I think he's been real good. But a couple more plays here and there, and they are 4-2. That's just the nature of the quarterback position. I'm not saying he's any different than any other quarterback, but like it's not about the individual numbers. It's about when you're getting scores, when you're getting stops, and the 49ers are still searching for kind of that elusive game where they put it all together, even though they did a lot against the Seattle Seahawks. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in San Jose. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Matt.
I just wanted to quickly elaborate on the difference between Jack Nicklaus and Taylor Swift, aside from the obvious, is people are watching the Chiefs buying their merchandise, mainly young girls, teenage girls, 20s girls, whatever, because of Taylor Swift. And I don't know if anybody's buying jerseys because of Jack. So just wanted to say that real quick. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And the Chiefs love it. So's the NFL. And I guess, Donnie, I'm sounding like a hater. I'm not hating because she's so powerful in regard to her following that she's created. But I guess that's part of it. You know, they love the Chiefs or they're watching the Chiefs because of her. Jack was watching because he loved the Lakers. Spike's watching because he loves the Knicks. But that didn't go as far as you know,
because they're not as big as her.
No, yeah.
They're not as big as her. Even Jack.
I get it, boy.
She's in the social media era. 510, how can Purdy get a stop, Steiny?
No,
he can't. But the frustration with the start, if you're a 49er fan, has to do with the fact that when the offense could have put a game away, they didn't. When the defense had a chance to put a game away, they didn't. The offense had a shot to get a game-clinching drive, they didn't. Defense had a shot to get one stop and they'd win the game. They haven't.
And they did it for the first time against Seattle. And hopefully you build off of that.
Like, I hate to say it, but if Ronnie Bell catches that ball, and this is just the way, and I'm not, this is just the way it goes. Ronnie Bell catches that ball, in my world, Purdy's having a much better season. And I know that's unfair.
And let me tell
you, that's why it's a team game. If they win that game and Ronnie Bell catches it and they go in and score,
oh my God,
and the Niners are 4-2, well, that's infinitely different than 3-3.
And Brock gets credit for that throw?
He does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Chiefs are in town Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. And when I say Kansas City Chiefs, what do you think of if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Also, to the 49ers, how much do they need this game psychologically? And it is, to me, very interesting that, yeah, you'd love to get a win over the Chiefs, so you have that in your back pocket. But
what if you played for the Niners? Stoney, it'd be on a 9.5 to 10 for me psychologically. Like, I'm tired of this crap. You know, it's not that they just beat you in the regular season. They beat you and had the confetti fall down on my way to the locker room. Just the competitor and me. This would be, yeah, it's not the Super Bowl, but I finally want to get over on them.
So, yeah, well, the bad news is you're not going to get over on them even if you beat them.
Because you won't send them home.
Exactly. Mm. And that's kind of the frustrating part about a game like this. If you're a 49er fan, it's like, of course you want to win the game. But you'd also know darn well that if you win the game, it's just a regular season win.
That you need anyway, though, if you're playing the Packers.
Yeah. You know, this whole idea of the 49ers, this is a 9.5 or 10 game. All right, well, what was last week against the Seahawks?
My goodness, Donnie, 2-3 was a 9.
Yeah, and then what's game going to be against the Cowboys? I mean, you're gonna have to go out and play hard every game, and we'll see what happens against the Chiefs on Sunday. But, you know, you can only get part of a Super Bowl loss back with a win. You can't, obviously, get it all back. Mm-hmm. But 888-957-9570. 49er fans, why is Trent Williams saying this is just another game? What's he up to psychologically there?
Leadership, maybe.
Then I would say it's a game we should really want. See, to me, when you say it's just another game, then you're saying we can survive whether we win or lose this game.
Well, I think he was doing it for the youngsters, too, or the guy. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want them putting extra pressure on themselves.
I want them putting extra pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. I want this to be a game where they feel
that
pressure. Well, so what? The young players are going to have to deal with it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, to me,
we
it's
can ask
perfect.
Matt Barrels when we have him on at 12 if he liked that comment.
Which one?
The Trent Williams is just another game, because I think he was sending that to – he knows deep down it's not, but he don't want the guys pressing.
You know, the other thing that I think bodes well for the Niners is the week before the game against the Chiefs, they got a lot of contributions from their rookie players who now have some positives to put in their back pocket, and now you go play Kansas City, and maybe the rookies, instead of just being out there playing and learning the league and trying to fit in, they go out there and they're trying, you know, they're actually, it's about winning the game. Sweet Lou is in Castro Valley.
Lou.
What's up, Sweet Lou? How you doing?
How you doing, fellas? Enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, listen, I don't know why you guys are worried so much about Kansas City, because if the Raiders could go into Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead when O'Connell passes for next to nothing yard-wise, then the Niners got nothing to worry about.
That never works.
Yeah, that was, man.
Sweet Lou, that never works.
Yeah. I think it's
the
more.
Chiefs won. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year
and lost to the Raiders at home.
It happens.
Embarrassing fashion.
It happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. And boy, this is going to be such a fun game on Sunday. You heading down?
You know what? I'm thinking. What if I told you I'm thinking about it? Because I had such a great time Monday night against the Jets. I haven't been back. But I would love to see Mahomes and Kelsey and that atmosphere of what the Niner fans. They're going to be wild and crazed. So I'm going to get back to you.
This is from the 714. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Rating Purdy's play on a dropped ball by Bell. Purdy did his job with a Yes, that's my point. Is when you're talking about MVP type years, and you're talking about the difference in great quarterbacks, yes, he put the ball on the money, but you don't get anything for it, unfortunately, because Bell dropped the ball. I'm not saying I hold it against Purdy. I don't. But the bad part is he doesn't get credit for a game-winning drive like he should have gotten credit for. And when you look at all those things over the course of a season, no, it's not his fault that Ronnie Bell didn't catch the ball, but it's the difference between a team being 3-3 and a team being 4-2. And I got news for you. There's a good chance that the MVP is not going to come off a 500 team. So the MVP is going to come off a team that teammates of Purdy or whoever the quarterback are make plays for him. That's all. I'm not holding it against Purdy. But he doesn't get credit for a ball that he should have gotten credit for. Telmo in San Francisco. What's up, Telmo? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Steiny Guru? How you guys doing today? I'm just getting back from Austin. I had some good barbecue this weekend and watched a lot of football
Austin
out there.
City Limits?
But yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nice.
I saw some great music this weekend. But in terms of, I think Trent Williams' comment of it's just another game, I think you're looking at almost like, oh, it doesn't matter. What I think he's saying is it doesn't matter the opponent, because it's another game that we're treating it regardless of who the opponent is, and the objective is to get a win. Because in the regular season, beating the Chiefs doesn't give you extra wins or extra points. It doesn't give you extra losses. So I think he's like, it's another game where our objective is to go out there and make the record better. And the opponent doesn't really matter who it is, because the goal, regardless of the opponent or any given week, is to always go out and get the W. You know, so I think that's kind of my perspective on his comment is like, yeah, it's just another game. We want to go out there and get a W. That's our objective, regardless of who the opponent is.
Yeah, that sounds right, Telmo. I appreciate that perspective. And here's something that nobody will want to hear, but if you're going to go 1-1 in the next two games, you want to beat the Cowboys. Or do you?
Well, do you?
I would.
If it were any other team than the Kansas City Chiefs, Steiner, you're right. And you know what? You are right. But come on, man. That team in the red and gold, and I'm talking about the Niners here, they want to extract revenge. And it's not revenge, because you're not going to send Kansas City home with a loss. But you could lay the first loss of the season on them. And you want get back. That's a term in the streets, Donnie. It's called revenge. And you want some form of that. And you don't want Kansas City adding to Andy Reid's excellent record after a bye, getting on an airplane, leaving you under 500 and more uncertainty about your season headed into that Dallas show. Well, I won't even call it a showdown, because they've owned Dallas.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Don't let
What's the sense of beating Kansas City if you lose to Dallas?
Right, which that, I think is highly
I know you do, but it's a week-to-week
game yesterday. Okay. You don't need anything for me to show you what's going on. Yes. Detroit almost put 50 on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they can't come in here and beat the Niners in a couple weeks.
I'm an idiot.
That's what I'm all.
Oh, this is a great question from the 650. Was the Philadelphia Eagles game last year just another game?
I could make an argument the Niners peaked after that game. I mean, that was, they weren't the same after that game.
Exactly. So,
but how much of that was Philly in its own way? Because they were 10-1 and fell off.
Well, they faded down the stretch, the Eagles, and that was the start of it against the San Francisco 49ers. Rob is on Highway 101
in traffic.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the Chiefs are pretty well coached, and they take care of the details. And special teams has been a big deal of ours, it's been a big bad point on our side. I just think that those kind of details are going to be a tough thing for us to overcome.
The special teams, yeah, you can't be giving up touchdowns on special teams against the Kansas City Chiefs. You can't be doing that. They got to get that thing under control.
Well, they also – no, those are facts, Donnie, but it did get you a blocked field goal and a touchdown the week before, even though it didn't help you to a win. So you got something out of it. And then also, I thought the special teams got robbed of getting a big turnover with D. Williams and that non-call on the fumble. But I hear what you're saying. It needs improvement.
This from the 408. Purdy is having an amazing season. The Niners need the defense and special teams to play just okay, and the Niners win those games against the Rams and the Cardinals. The defense and special teams both just had bad games, double digit leads that weren't blown late. I don't blame Brock for that. I don't blame him solely, obviously, for the lost leads, but you have to at least...
They had chances to get this go down, and you're right, man.
Exactly. It doesn't mean he's having a bad year.
In Arizona, he threw a pick, and even though it was a fluke and somebody...
two picks in the second half.
Yeah, but the pick on the one drive to win it or get you in field goal range with no kicker. But
yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing.
He's not having a better year than he was last year at this point, I don't believe. And that don't mean it's all bad. I'm just saying, last year was so spectacular because he was coming off a restructure of his elbow, man.
And he also had McCaffrey, well, and they started 5-0. And
that might have something to do with it.
No, I mean,
oh boy,
I don't know if he's having a better year this year than he did last year. I think he's doing more this year because he has to. Uh-huh. I don't think they're as good right now as they were a year ago, and so
the McCaffrey effect.
Who knows? Maybe if Purdy were playing like he did last year, they'd be 2-4 because he's elevated his play. Maybe they're 3-3. I think he's been very, very good. But he left a drive or two out on the table where they could have an extra win.
Well,
doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. And we'll see more of him on Sunday in a big game. See how he plays there. 925. If Mahomes wins his fourth this year, is he above Montana? That sounds like blasphemy, but is it?
Really? My favorite, you know this, your partner. My favorite quarterback of all time.
Warren Moon.
Well.
What?
You're right.
Oh.
But my favorite winning quarterback of all time.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't say that when we had Warren Moon on the air.
It's Joe Montana. Uh-huh. And if he was to get four, like right now, I would bet that Mahomes is going to pass Joe. Like, that's easy. Nobody would take that bet. It's like the bet you had with your friend about Tiger. But that was after Tiger got the drama. Like, Mahomes might catch Brady, and that could be done in with the – like, that's how crazy this is, man. He's been to four, won three. And if they win this year, the first ever three-peat.
Okay. I'll use yours. Montana never lost. Dave in Fresno. What's up, Dave in Fresno? How you doing, man?
Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, so real quick, I know earlier you guys were talking about, you know, love, hate for the Chiefs. I don't really hate the Chiefs. The only teams I probably ever hate as a Niners fan was the Carroll Seahawks and the Kurt Warner Rams. Those teams I couldn't stand. I wanted to beat them every time. But kind of to Guru's point, it's just an envy thing. I feel like the hate as Niners fans with Chiefs because we've always been in the games and, you know, outside that one regular season game where they just stomped us, but right after we got Christian McCaffrey, we've been each game I felt like we should have won. And I think this game this week, it can go a long way. I think a win against the Chiefs, we can kind of erase all this doubt that a lot of people have for being 3-3 and all the question marks. You go out and beat the Chiefs, and all the pundits say, hey, they just find ways to win. Why not let it be the Niners be the first team to knock them off? We beat them this week. You know, and now we get some confidence. Now, look, see? Now we know. Now let's get going. Let's feed off of this. Let's build off of this. And I know it's a regular season game, and learn from last year. After if you do beat them, when you beat the Eagles, don't peak. Use it as a building block. You know the peaking point is the Super Bowl.
So, no doubt. Kansas City's due,
and
they're due to get beat.
What's the one win, Steiny, in the NFL you remember in the regular season? I believe it's your first one. You know what I mean? So Kansas City coming in here undefeated as opposed to losing your fourth loss after you got three to lose your first one, yeah, that ain't sending you home. But, yeah, you came and we laid that one on you, your first one.
All right, coming up on the other side, we got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. If you've heard Matt get interviewed before, you're going to want to hear him. He's got great 49er information. He's been doing it for a while, and we love having him on. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.